This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello and welcome to The Complete Guide to Everything, a podcast about everything. I'm Tim.
I'm not Tom.
Who are you?
It's me, Christine.
It's Christine, everybody. Filling in for Tom this week on The Complete Guide to Everything is friend of the show, Christine. Friend of Tom.
Friend of Tim. Christine.
Well, everybody thinks that you're Tom's friend because when I was out on paternity leave, you filled in with Tom. And it was a Tom and Christine show. And you guys had excellent chemistry.
Well, we really got along. I met him for the first time.
Will they, won't they situation.
Will they get along? Will they make jokes?
It was a regular Sam and Diane.
I don't think it was even a Carla and Norm.
It might have been a Carla and Cliff.
He is a lot like Cliff. And thank you. I'm a lot like Carla.
You're sassy.
Mm-hmm.
You're,
I have all those children. I don't have any children.
All those children. No, this is Christine. Tom is away on a National Lampoon's European vacation this week. And so we asked Christine to fill in. Tom didn't actually care. I was like, hey, you know, we have to record a show. And he's like, you'll figure it out, right?
That makes me disappointed. I thought for sure you guys were like, of all the people we've ever met, of all the people we've ever had on the show, let's agree. We really love Christine. We got to get Christine back on the show.
He's like, Christine will probably do it, right?
Yeah. Well, I
did. His exact words is, she don't really have anything going on, right?
Tough crowd.
And podcast hosting wise, you don't really have much going on.
No, I'm not doing a lot of other podcasts.
Yeah, which is good. We got the Christine exclusive.
Yeah.
Christine, how long have we been friends, you and I?
You know, I was just looking. It's been 8 years since we went to a protest together, and we've been friends longer than that.
We went to a protest together?
That climate march we both kind of hated. We love climate. We care about the climate. But we've been friends.
I don't love the climate. I don't love what the climate's doing.
I may have misstated how we feel about the climate.
It's changing.
We want
good things. I don't
want
it to change.
We wish the best for the climate.
Yeah. We wish the best for the earth. Well, yeah, there was some march, and I remember just being like, I think we're just doing this to do this.
Yeah, it was like a photo op march.
I think everybody was like, you know, we need things to stand for. It was before, like, things, I don't know. Okay, so that was 8 years ago.
Right. But we've been friends for
2007?
15 years.
But you're, I think, maybe the last adult friend I made.
Oh. Well, I got in just while the getting was good.
Yeah. So yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you. It means a lot. Yeah. I just had my 15-year anniversary in New York City, and I met you shortly after I moved here.
Yeah. I was kind of your guide to the city of New York.
You were your
Sherpa.
I made
you fall in love with the city. You were like, I've never seen it like this.
A taxi? What's that? I said.
Yeah. It's a yellow car,
What's
Christine.
That tall lady with the torch in her arm?
That's a very scary lady. Stay away from her.
Yeah, you really helped
You're
me
You're talking
know.
About that lady on 58th Street.
One of my first memories with you, Tim, is not you guiding me away from a scary lady with a torch in her arm, but us running the other way, or really not running, but like when we were walking one day and there was like a pursuit of an armed suspect.
We were not walking one day. We were walking home from a bar at like 4 o'clock in the morning.
We were
and
so young once.
There were a bunch of police officers that were like, he went that way. And they said to us, like, don't go this way. There's like a man with a gun. And we were just like, shut up.
We were like, it's actually quicker for us to go home if we go that way. Yeah. So.
And here we are.
Yep.
Christine. Mm-hmm. I just came back from London, England.
The UK, you say?
Jolly old England. It wasn't all that jolly this past weekend when I was there.
Yeah. When does this air? Does this air when people will remember that the Queen has passed?
Yeah, this will air. This, I mean, it doesn't air. I've explained this to you several times, Christine.
I don't really understand podcasts.
I know. This will come out. It'll drop.
Mm.
It doesn't air. It drops, Christine.
Drops.
It'll drop 6 days after the funeral.
Okay. Great.
So just under the wire.
Okay. So people
will
remember.
Like our adult friendship. Yeah.
Yeah. This podcast is a lot like our friendship.
Yeah. Actually, everybody, Chris, I went to this coffee shop in London, and there was a guy behind the counter working, the barista, and he was going on and on about how expensive the Queen's funeral was.
$8 billion, something. I think I have that wrong.
Yeah, I think he said £8 billion, but I think pounds are dollars there.
Yeah, they're pretty close right now.
And he was talking to me, and he's like, "Can you believe this? It's costing £8 billion. Meanwhile, people can't afford food. Energy prices are out of control." And I was like, "Yeah, like seems crazy." He's like, "He's telling me how many tons of flowers that they." Ordered for it.
Did you tell him actually you're a tried and true climate activist?
It's like when I was marching in the street.
Worst story to tell. Anyway, go on. Sorry.
But then I was like, yeah, I don't really understand it. I'm an American, so I don't. And then for some reason, he got really scared. I think he was like, oh no. And then he's like, I mean, I love her. Everybody knows I love her.
Why do you think he thought you were wondering?
I don't know.
Do? Did he think you were like a undercover?
I don't know. Did he think I was an American who was like, I have to fly to London to pay my respects? And he's like, I don't want to offend this guy.
You know what's funny? I was going to say my theory, and I'm still going to say it, but I think your theory is sound. You know, remember when they used to have those shows in like the early 2000s where people would wear dark glasses and like film people unbeknownst to them? And I think maybe he saw your eyeglasses, which have sort of a dark rim, and maybe thought you were filming him for one of the like famous American prank shows.
Yeah, or just YouTube. I think there's YouTube pranksters that are just like, and TikTok pranksters.
Oh no,
that are just like setting society back at
and
this
it is
point.
Like you gotta watch out for being filmed everywhere you go and whatever you do.
If anyone ever pranks me,
I would hate to be pranked. I wouldn't mind to prank you.
I wouldn't want you pranking me. Well, how would you even prank me?
I don't
me?
Think I'd do it. How or why?
Yeah. Now, I know why. You're a freaking sicko.
I don't think I'm a sicko. I think I'm quite pleasant. And I don't think, like, the only thing I can think of is tripping you, and that's too mean.
Yeah, that's not a prank. That's assault.
And I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, and also
and
your legs
myself.
Too weak. Your ankle would break.
Yeah, exactly. I'm glad
you
we
see
both
how
know.
Strong of a walker I am.
You're
I'm
a really
powerful
strong walker,
walker,
and I've got these brittle bones.
Exactly. You do. I am worried about your bone health.
Well, I don't have a ton of
calcium. Yeah.
I mean, I eat a lot of leafy greens. Do you think your listeners were wondering about my leafy green intake?
No.
I don't even have anemia or anything.
Do you think Tom will ever listen to this episode?
I hope he listens and like plays along. Like every time there's a pause that he just sort of like says what he would have said.
Yeah, I had to stop listening to your episodes with Tom.
Did you? Was it FOMO? You missed it too much?
It was just like this is where I would butt in and like correct both of them. You guys did. You talked about
you're
Frasier.
So mad. You're still so mad you that didn't I didn't know how many seasons of Cheers there were.
Or Frasier.
I know. I don't go by that.
We're in a streaming age. Just look at the season numbers.
No, I often have it on with my glasses off, so it's hard to look at the numbers.
Yeah. So you just see a blur when you
it's an audio thing.
When you watch Frasier, you just see like a beige blur.
It's so beige.
Whereas Cheers is like a deeper brown.
It's a little, that's true. It's more of a chestnut. It's the thing about Frasier in a blur is like their suits are so oversized because it's the late 90s.
Do you often get it confused really with the David Talking Byrne. Heads Once in a Lifetime video?
Yeah, I'm like, what am I watching here?
Does this stop making sense?
Yeah, and the problem is that because Frasier is so logical, it never stopped making sense at all. Wasn't my best work.
I don't think the Crane brothers always made sense, Christine.
No, they made a lot of bad choices, especially when they tried to get into like the restaurant business. Yeah.
I'm not here to relitigate the Complete Guide to Everything Frasier episode.
It was one of your best episodes, if I'm not mistaken.
Can I tell you what happened at the airport?
Yeah, please. I didn't mean to derail your London story.
Christine, this is my London. This is my world-famous London story. No, I told this actually on the stage in London.
Live and in person.
Yeah. But I think this is just... I've just been telling people this story because I think it's interesting otherwise.
Okay.
I was going through airport security. Mm-hmm. Stop. We have guys' grocery games.
They're distracting. They're putting their hands in Jell-O.
On mute. I don't know why. It's just to.
It's just what happened.
Yeah. So that's just on.
I'm making a lot of eye contact with it. That's true. Yeah. I have my glasses on. That's the problem.
I was going through airport security. Uh-huh. You ever go through that machine where they look at you naked?
I don't think so. Are you talking about from Airplane 2?
No. Have you seen Airplane 2?
Yeah, of course. What, am I born yesterday?
No, you would not. You would not be born yesterday if you watched Airplane 2.
That's the only thing I remember from Airplane 2.
Anybody under 39 has ever seen Airplane 2.
I've seen it, and that's the only part I remember, so don't challenge me on it.
No, no, it's that machine where you have to put your arms up like this.
Oh, yeah,
and
I've
then
done that before.
Yeah, so I went through that machine.
They can see you naked?
Yeah. I mean, that's why they do it. I mean, to look for weapons or whatever. Yeah, it is disgusting. They ought to be ashamed of themselves.
Yeah, it's very rude.
I got out of the... tell me if this is a nightmare scenario for you.
Okay.
And the guy goes, I got to pat you down. I was like, okay. And he's like, do you want to do it out here? Mm. And I was like, yeah, it'll be quick, right? And he's like, yeah, but you know, I got to touch your junk and stuff.
What?
And I was like, yeah.
That's how he's phrased it?
Yeah.
No.
And I was like, it's fine. Like,
I'd rather have it be out in the open.
It's also like, I get it. You gotta pat me down. It's fine. It's not like I'm just going somewhere for leisure and like being treated like a criminal. That's what was happening. So anyway, he's like, all right, I take a step to the side. And then this other guy's there.
New guy. Security guy?
Yeah, a security guy. Literally a new security guy that the guy that's patting me down...
Training.
Is training. So he turns to that guy and says, okay, I'm going to demonstrate all the ways you can pat down a man's
crotch. For those
crotch.
At home, I've just put my head in my hands and I'm making a shocked face because I am shocked.
I'll demonstrate all the ways you can pat down a man's crotch and you can choose which one you want to use.
No!
And so for like 2.5 minutes,
no,
he was just
Tim.
Like demonstrating different. It was kind of like
that's
funny,
a
you know?
Prank. That would have been a good prank.
It was.
If it
a
was
good
Johnny
prank.
Knoxville. Was it Johnny Knoxville by any chance?
It was Ashton Kutcher. No, the guy watching the trainee punched. At one point went, "No,
Tim, that's horrible."
It was fine. I was.
Was it all like? Junk adjacent.
Here was the thing. Yeah, mostly. I mean, that's where I would hide a knife or whatever,
yeah,
or a box cutter.
That,
I guess.
I guess not against your like thigh.
I think they saw that in the naked machine. Maybe.
But you were wearing like high density underwear or something.
Yeah, I mean, and the other thing was like the different pats weren't all that different. Like, they should just have, like, one version that they use.
It does seem like the kind of thing that they also should do universally so that nobody's ever like, hey, you're doing some funny business. I was doing the patented move. That's the one move we do to make sure you don't have
the
gun in your
shorts.
Yeah, the
TSA patented it. So please don't use it yourself in the bedroom.
Don't use it for flirting or other reasons. I bet it didn't feel like flirting. That's horrible.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of funny, and I was kind of like, I have to do a show in London
in
less than 24 hours, and I didn't really prepare all that much stuff, so I could tell this story
on stage. So you're
and then
like,
I'll tell
go
it again
ahead,
on the,
do another
the podcast.
Swipe, sure.
Yeah.
And I bet Tom had some good jokes about it, but I'm just sitting here horrified.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess you're just like, that's assault, and I'm just like, well,
I'm like,
says the lady who wants to trip me.
I don't want to trick
I thought you would have enjoyed your boy getting pranked, assaulted. That's your sick sense of humor, isn't it?
Public at an airport, that's really not my sense of humor, Tim. A couple of times they've done the thing, they've done the thing to me at
where
the airport.
Where they swab your hands. Yeah, you're just holding your palms out.
I was thinking to myself, I need to use a phrase to describe what I'm doing with my hands. But where they like spray you with something and then use a particular wand to touch your hands.
Yeah, I feel like they like just put a cotton swab on the end of a wand. It, like,
it's theater. It doesn't, I don't think it's
like
really
that computer, like, and then they, you just hear a man go beep boop 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 beep boop.
It's the guy from Police Academy.
Oh yeah,
I'm Michael really name dropping some of the best movies out there.
Police Academy is
good,
more legit than Airplane 2, I think.
Yeah, but Airplane 2 makes you think of Airplane 1, which has some great jokes.
It does have some great jokes. Has some real clunkers too.
Yeah, it doesn't. It has not aged well.
Yeah, I mean nothing ages well.
Fine wine, some cheeses.
Your boy Tim, you were just saying Tom looks great.
I wasn't saying
you were
Tom
looking
looks
at
great.
His Instagram.
I'm
and
saying
you were just
he
like,
looks so youthful. He's got a real twinkle in his eye.
And that's why everybody knows that you and Tom are best friends.
This is how rumors get started. Wait, aren't we supposed to resolve some beef we had?
Did we have beef?
I think we had beef. Wasn't there some beef because... Oh, actually, I think my beef is with Tom because I said to him...
Okay, let's take a step back. My wife had a baby.
Right. Cute baby.
On paternity leave from the podcast.
Right.
That's you a good filled
retrospective.
In.
Yeah.
And
I did
then
a few episodes. That's
you
right.
came over to meet the baby and we hung out.
Oh, right. Okay, right.
And then you went to record with Tom.
Yeah, your nemesis.
And Tom reported to me that Christine said, yeah, everything was great that you said to him. Tim's doing great. He's so tired. He repeated himself. He said the same like three things over and over
that's
again
not
the
what
whole
happened.
Time.
That's not what I reported because that's not what happened.
That is indeed not what happened.
It's not even
and
that
I thought you
different.
Were just trying to like you were like clout chasing.
I was bragging to Tom that I met the baby because he had not yet at that point met the baby. I love when people know I've met the baby when they haven't met the baby.
But you didn't say that.
No, I talked crap about you.
You did
I didn't talk crap about you. I told him that you seemed tired because sometimes you would respond to things in a little bit of a delayed fashion. Like we would have moved on to another topic, for instance. The first
I didn't
time
even
we're
know
talking
about
this.
About
this. I
mean, I do that anyway, even pre baby.
Yeah.
My brain's not so great, Christine.
Your brain is aging like a fine wine or an old cheese or Tom. But yeah, you just seemed a little tired. And I told Tom, and then he spun this yarn.
Spun a tail, yeah.
Made me sound like a real ass. And well, I can be an ass, but I wasn't being an ass about
be.
You. You were a new father. You still are.
Yeah. I think I deserve some respect, Christine. I'm your father.
Oh, my God. You're my father?
Yeah.
And we only met in a bar 15 years ago?
Yeah.
What a derelict father. You've been pretty inattentive.
I'm not a good father.
I think you owe child support to my mother. My hardworking.
We're here to talk about movie snacks this week, Christine.
Yeah.
And for people who don't know, that's snacks that you'd buy at a movie theater. The cinema, for our international listeners.
Film.
Well.
At a film.
At a film. At a screening of a film.
Yeah,
in a
film
theater.
Screening.
Movie theater.
The viewing of a film in a theater.
Yeah. Okay. Christine, a couple things off the top.
Tim.
Number one, are we talking about popcorn or we think is popcorn a snack or is that a different category?
What the heck else would it be? What category would popcorn be? So, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
I've had a popcorn that eats like a meal before.
Oh, okay. I can understand. But you've really thrown me with that question because that is like the iconic movie snack.
Okay. All right. So look.
Well, we can talk. Popcorn's on the table.
Popcorn's on the table. Yeah. Just make
he's making note. A note. He's everybody. He's making
Has
a note.
Has the corn kid weighed in on popcorn yet?
Probably. Maybe a cameo. Maybe he did a cameo about it.
I'll check on that as well. Okay. And number two.
Is this like a two-part episode? Or are you making notes for later?
This is for the rest of the episode. Tom.
Okay, I don't know. I've never worked with you before. I just called me Tom.
I have a process. You did a great job filling in, Christine.
I look just like him. Youthful.
Are we talking at all about sneaking in snacks?
Yeah, that's on the list.
That's on the list?
Yeah, it's all also right. on the table. We got to talk about buying snacks, not like, sneaking snacks. Okay.
Because then that offers, that widens the scope. That could be anything.
No, it can't be anything. And in fact, one of the things what I was hoping we'd be talking about, well, one of the worst mistakes I ever made was bringing in once rice pudding to a movie.
Rice like a pudding?
A huge bowl of rice pudding. Like a not serving for one size rice pudding that I brought for
Were
one.
You going to share it?
No,
you were
I
on
was
a date, I assume.
No, I was with a friend of the show who it wasn't a date, but we each picked out our own huge vat of rice pudding from that rice pudding place in the East Village
that rice
like,
pudding
used to be in
place.
The East.
What?
You don't know the rice pudding place?
No.
There's this little shop that's exclusively rice pudding.
Yeah. I've never had rice pudding in my
in
whole
your
life.
Life?
Yeah. Who wants rice and pudding?
It's great.
Pudding's so smooth.
It's great. It's just not a good movie snack. It's like, think of like cold porridge and like in a bowl the size of your
Who's
head.
Who's had porridge? What do you create a freaking nursery rhyme?
You've not had rice pudding or porridge?
No.
Did you not grow up
in
I don't live in
Mother Goose's town.
In Little Orphan Annie Village. I'm sorry for you. I don't know what... Gruel? Have you ever had gruel?
I haven't had gruel.
Have you had oatmeal?
I've had oatmeal.
Have you had wet rice?
Wet rice.
And pudding?
No, see, rice pudding... Yeah, all the textures are screwed up. Anyway.
It's sweet. It's not a good movie snack. Anyway, okay.
Well,
we can talk about sneaking in snacks,
okay.
But not every snack is a good movie snack.
Okay. Can we start off? See, normally, here I'm going to flip the script.
Okay.
Because normally, Tom likes to save the real meat and potatoes till mm-hmm. like the very
end. I would not
end.
Bring meat or potatoes to a movie.
Right. Christine, what's your favorite movie snack?
Well, so it's a complicated answer. Because like what I like at a
Is
movie...
Is it snow caps?
No, snow caps... Where do you ever see snow caps except a movie theater? Is something I wanted to ask you.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, that's why snow caps is the best. We're agreed.
It's Twizzlers, but as I think you might remember, I have a problem with Twizzlers.
Yeah.
I always choke on them.
You always choke on them. All right, let's get into it. You have a lot of notes here.
Yeah. Where should we start?
Do you want to just start... Where you want to start?
Well, I did a little research because when you told me yesterday our topic, audience, I wanted to figure out a topic about 6 weeks ago. Just kidding. It was 4 or 5 days ago, but we decided just yesterday. So
you sent me, do you want me to read off the list of topics that you sent? We'll do that later.
We'll do it later. We'll tease it. I get a little enthusiastic. I'm a real over-discloser, but... In the less than 24 hours since I found out we were talking about movie snacks, I did a quick Google to see what Google says about movie snacks. And it showed me a chart of some nutritional facts about popular movie snacks.
Mm-hmm.
And items on that list included hot dog.
Right.
Nachos without cheese.
Okay.
Mozzarella sticks.
Okay.
Have you ever had any of those things at a movie theater?
A hot dog, no, but I've seen that. Like, a hot dog
is... I don't
even
feel like I've seen it. It's a movie snack?
It kind of is.
It's a movie meal.
Let's all go to the lobby, right?
Oh, one like of those, a drive-in?
One of those is a hot dog in the
Yeah,
in
the dancing
singing.
Hot dog, which does speak to my interests. But I just can't imagine eating a... I mean,
you
I'm also
love
a
dancing hot dog and that dancing baby from Ally McBeal.
Love the dancing baby. This
you're always
my,
talking
my
about
reputation
that.
To you
have
your
a
listeners is complicated.
Photograph of that dancing
it's not a,
baby.
It's one of those. What do you call those things where when you move them they dance?
Magic eye.
No, magic eye is when you unfocus your eyes.
Yeah,
I'm talking about those things when you
or
twist them.
How you watch Frasier also.
True. Sometimes I can see a ship.
So yeah, I think hot dogs are at movie theaters. The other thing was mozzarella sticks.
Yeah, you ever see those at a movie theater?
Like nowadays, Christy, my favorite thing to do before COVID was at work, I'd have summer Fridays. So I would just I'd walk to the movie theater at like, you know, I'd leave the office and like
daylight
whatever
hours.
Was playing at like 1:30 p.m., usually a new release blockbuster, sit there. But there was this, this newish movie theater on the Lower East Side.
Was it an Alamo?
No. It was still like a traditional like AMC or Regal or something, but they incorporated some Alamo like features there. Seats. Big seats and alcohol. And also a more robust menu. So to answer your question, yes, I did see the movie The Art of Self-Defense, I think was that movie.
Never heard of it.
With the Jesse Eisenberg boy. you know, the Eisenberg boy.
It's like such a funny way to refer to an adult man.
And I ate mozzarella sticks, and I was the only one in the theater.
Oh, that
Except
rules.
At one point, a very old man and his nurse came in. But this was like...
Halfway through the film?
No, like an hour and 15 minutes into the movie. And I was like, is this old man sneaking into a film?
Probably. They were trying to cool off. Was it the summer? Or was it the summer? Summer Friday.
Yeah, it was the summer, but
like... probably cooling off, and he needed to sit, and she wanted some, you know, respite from probably him barking orders at her.
Yeah, probably. I don't know. He seemed a little too feeble to be barking at anybody.
This feels a little sad. My problem with mozzarella sticks at a movie, now, I love mozzarella sticks, as any fan of the show knows. Just kidding. I don't think I've brought it up before.
It's why we're friends. We bonded over mozzarella
our
sticks.
Our mutual love of mozzarella sticks, which is very unique. Most people don't like them.
No. People never even heard of such a delicacy.
I feel like what I want out of a movie theater snack, I realized when I was thinking about it, is the ability to like intermittently... have at it. And a problem with mozzarella sticks is once they're about a half hour old, they lose all the things that are good about them.
It turns into a freaking string cheese.
It's a string cheese, but worse.
That's been like sitting out on the counter for
that used to be crisp, and now it's two separate
sweaty
objects.
No.
So I'm not that into. I guess if I'm eating mozzarella sticks before the film, I'm open to it. If I'm trying to eat them throughout the film, I'm a no.
Well, let me ask you this.
Yeah. Let's talk about it.
Popcorn or otherwise, are you good at pacing yourself? I think
no.
Always, despite my best efforts, before the end of the first act of the movie, I'm tapped out on snacks.
Yeah, I either don't want any more of what's left or there's nothing left.
Yeah, no, it's always for me, there's nothing left.
And I'm a pretty, I'm like sort of a slow sipper of beverages usually. Beverages is a different category that we haven't even gotten to.
We're not talking
yet.
About beverages.
We're not talking about beverages right now. But the, one of the things I was thinking about is how I really like Swedish Fish and I really like Sour Patch Kids, but I don't like getting them at a movie. And I don't really eat them elsewhere, but I don't really like getting them at a movie because then you've committed to this one thing and you have this huge box of Sour Patch Kids.
Christine, I got news for you.
Let's hear it.
We're in our 40s. We're never allowed to eat a Sour Patch Kid again.
I think we're allowed
to.
I just don't think we should.
It's unjustifiable. There's no justification for it.
But why? Is it because we're too caught up in like the health food craze?
I mean, both of us are very much caught up in the 1980s health food craze of rice cakes.
Rice cakes would be a terrible... Movies are part of my problem with... popcorn.
It's pretty much popcorn.
Have you? Well,
you
that's,
just smash it apart.
To
it's
get to
freaking
a
popcorn.
Well, right, but you still have to chew into it, bite into it. Sorry, I smacked the microphone a little bit when I said that. One of the things that I have realized in a post the pandemic, which it isn't over, but I mean in a time since it started.
Yeah.
Is it too political? Sorry.
Yeah, we'll cut that out.
The
last thing we need is you declaring the pandemic over and everybody...
Not over! I said it's not over. Oh my God. The two of you both have, like, I feel like really painted me into quarters when I've been on the show. But I don't mind. I'll paint myself out. I think you'll really appreciate this of all people. The four times I've been to movies since March of 2020, I've been to four movies in that time.
Okay. Get to the gripe.
Three of which were in regular movie theaters. And what I have found, gripe, forthcoming, is that I cannot stand the sound of strangers eating popcorn.
Oh, God, yeah.
And it's like,
that's
I
been
don't
my
even,
whole life, my man.
I don't feel like I ever... noticed it with the same level of like just fury, just absolutely. Are you seriously rustle into the bag?
Yeah,
like flick it around in your fingers a little, throw it into your open spitty mouth, and then
yeah,
it's such a noisy snack.
Can I tell you about the time I saw American Beauty in 1999?
Yeah, before we knew each other. You can tell me about that.
Yeah, and I went with a group of people.
Teens? Fellow teens?
Fellow teens who were just like, hey, this is going to really skewer the suburban living.
Yeah,
like, yeah, I can't wait to get out of this hellhole.
Plastic bags mean everything in the wind.
Exactly.
Man,
I like the cut of this guy's jib.
Oof. Yeah, Kevin Spacey all the way, man.
Yeah.
Ooh,
boo.
That didn't age well either.
And it's shrew wife Annette Bening. Right? That was, there was like, here's a man.
Like, there's
who's
a
like
sexy
having,
teen and a boring wife and
well,
rose
like,
petals.
He's
right?
Like a sexy teen, a middle aged man who's at the end of his rope because society is so fucked. And then. There's just a shrew.
I love that word shrew.
Yeah, but that's how she's written
yes,
in the
yeah,
movie.
That's,
and
yeah,
just
she's
like,
portrayed as well, a shrew.
What is Annette Bening agreeing to do this for?
No, it was a weird time.
It was a weird time. Mm-hmm. Hey, they gave Gina Davis some award at a thing.
Oh, I know. I loved it.
Yeah.
At the Emmys.
What
she's
a nice
great.
Lady.
She hasn't aged a day either. Maybe it's me that's seeing everyone with this youthfulness.
You got to put your glasses on.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, wow.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
So anyway, we were watching American Beauty with a bunch of people in the theater.
Mm-hmm.
And friend of the show who shall remain nameless.
Oh, I have a guess.
Got a giant tub of popcorn. Let's see if you can guess by this description. Was very proud of himself for getting the jumbo popcorn. And then for the entire movie, ate it one kernel at a time. Chewing ever so slightly. But it was like clockwork. It was like every 5 seconds another
metronome.
Of the, yeah.
Or one of the bird drinking
one of those
water.
Drinking birds. Yeah. Damn near ruined a masterpiece for me.
That movie's not good, also.
Nah, that movie's not good.
We thought it was at the time, though.
Yeah, I had it on DVD. I watched the special features.
Wow, you were a stan, as they say.
I was also like a DVD boy.
Oh, you were a DVD boy.
I liked the special features.
The commentary in particular.
Commentary, deleted scenes. Sometimes I'm like, they deleted that?
They should have kept
if
that in.
If that's on the cutting room floor, imagine what made it into the movie. I never watched the actual movies.
You're a DVD boy, not a film guy.
Exactly.
Extra features only. Can you imagine? Tim, what's your favorite topping to put on a popcorn?
At home or at the movie theater?
Well, I guess, like, in the spirit of the show, I should say the latter, but I really am interested in
general. I will say, at a movie theater, probably at some point, it would have just been, like, the butter. Like, give me more of that...
Yeah, give me that movie theater butter.
Yeah, but that's vile, right?
Well, like, I think... like,
and what? Now I'm... We're in our 40s, and there's no justification for ever
I'm in my mid-20s.
Everybody said that was a grotesque wink.
I want to keep it
no
mysterious.
One in their 20s has ever winked like that.
One of the things I was thinking about is that I feel like, even though we're in our health food craze as people in our older adulthood,
right?
I'm
a smoothie guy now. Did you know
I'm
this?
A smoothie guy too, actually.
Are you?
Yeah, it's Let's kind of new for me. Let's yeah. Well, sure. And I think we should also talk about ingredients. But I think all bets are off at the movie theater, because I do think it's okay to get like an extra, extra large soda, which right. When do you do that elsewhere?
Right.
I think it's okay to get, like, honestly, if you're feeling fancy, a box of Swedish Fish and a box of Sour Patch Kids. So you have your savory and your sweet.
Now you're up to like $38.
I know. Well, that's the other thing. The prices are too high. But I don't think it's the kind of thing where, like, you need to worry about the butter. The butter is what? Just oil from 1997 that they've been like boiling over and over and over again, but it's great. Why
probably
not?
No, what's with the it's full of trans fats, Christine.
Oh, the bad cholesterol.
Yeah, like I bet, like, if you put that on a this was the experiment I was thinking of doing.
Okay, I think it's gonna be a bad idea from the expression on your face.
It's not that I was thinking of doing it. This is like the first thing that popped into mind. Where it's like, if a scientist took this to the lab,
yeah,
put some of that butter in an eyedropper and put it on the back of a frog,
okay.
The frog would die.
Yeah, I mean, maybe is it hot? If it's very hot, it would burn a hole into the frog.
Maybe, I don't know. I was thinking more just like...
Did you ever take a science class, too?
I guess we dissected a frog,
well,
and
I never
that's
did.
What made me think of that.
I never did. I never dissected anything. Mm. I was an activist even then.
Yeah, I worked at a butcher shop, so I had seen it all.
You'd seen it all. Did you butcher a lot of
beef,
things?
Beef, pork, chicken, you know, I've seen it all. Frog. But that was at school?
Did you ever cook a frog? Did you ever eat a frog? You have frog legs?
No, I've never had frog legs. Have you?
No. I've never had frog legs.
Okay. Why are you so upset?
I'm not really upset, except that, like, now I kind of feel like I want to talk about butcher shops, and now I kind of feel like I want to talk about weird things we ate, but I think we got to go back to Twizzlers.
Okay, all right. No, you asked me my favorite.
Toppings.
Popcorn topping.
Yeah, because popcorn's on the table, which I literally can't believe you thought we might not talk about popcorn.
I thought maybe popcorn was such a big topic, it has to be
its own show. That's for you to decide. I'm just a guest.
Yeah, I know. I was hoping you'd do a little bit more work for this, to be honest.
I've asked some very interesting questions.
Explain what salt is the answer.
No,
salt?
Don't you know there's like those
when I make it at home, Christine.
Yeah, nutritional yeast.
Nooch all the way.
Nooch. Give me that nooch. Yeah. I'm nuts about nooch.
Nutritional yeast. You know what? My son loves it. We put that on everything.
Hey, that's great.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's a good source of vitamin B12.
And
know?
It gives a sort of like cheesy ambiance to whatever you're putting it on. I love it on popcorn. I also love the Trader Joe's.
How do you get it to stick on the popcorn?
Everything but a elote. You just shake the bowl up.
Yeah.
But then there's always
sometimes
a lot
I
at the
spray
bottom.
It with coconut oil.
Oh, that's pretty fancy. Yeah. No, not me. I don't spray it with anything.
So, okay, what toppings are you talking about?
There's those like displays of various flavors of
is this new?
Like butters and salts. Yeah.
Butters and salts, you say?
Yeah, like movie theater butter, like garlic butter, or maybe some other butters. I haven't really tried it. I was hoping you'd tried it, but you haven't even heard of it. But then there's also the different powders.
Right.
Like spicy powder and Parmesan powder.
I didn't know
powder.
That this is... that things have gotten so fancy in the popcorn section of my multiplex.
Yeah, your local theater. Yeah, this is going to rock your socks off, I think. I don't really like having popcorn at the movies.
Why not?
A problem I have with popcorn, whether I'm at home or in the field, it is the messiest snack for me. If I'm at a movie and it's dark and I'm eating popcorn, even if I think I'm noticing I'm dropping a little, the lights turn on, there's popcorn all in my hair. Like, I'm the messiest.
Just shake it off. Hey, do what T Swift says.
Sing it. Let's hear what she says.
The popcorn's gonna crumb, 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 crumble. I'm just gonna jump, 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 jumble. Shake it up.
Jumble,
shake it up. Yeah, that's what you gotta do.
That song's about popcorn. I never listened to the words. So
yeah,
closely.
No. Have you never heard Taylor's version? After that, the villain Scooter Braun bought all of her master tapes, so she had to make Taylor's version of all her songs.
Oh.
You know this Taylor Swift thing?
No, I don't know.
Are
about
you not
it.
A Swifty?
I'm not a Swifty. I like.
Do you not
I like
agree that Scooter Braun is the villain?
It's a name of a villain. It sounds like a villainous name.
Yeah. Oh, he's a scoundrel.
Know, I don't know. I don't know this one.
The Scoundrel Braun stole her master tapes, bought them up from right under her nose.
That's terrible. It's her stuff.
Yeah. Well, tell that to Scooter Braun. Turning off the TV. You're getting distracted by a Lucky Charms commercial.
I think you didn't hear me earlier. I was like, we got to turn this off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's too distracting.
All right. What else you got
There's
to say about
popcorn? There's
a
Lucky Charm add-on. I don't like Lucky Charms.
Lucky Charms.
Oh.
I don't like Lucky Charm.
Yeah, there's one in particular that I don't like.
Wouldn't it suck that if it was called Lucky Charm and it was all just like the corn pieces? Or what do they make the non marshmallow stuff out of? In Lucky Charms.
It's
puffed rice or
yeah,
something.
It's like puffed rice, I think, in shape.
If it's just called Lucky Charm.
And there's one marshmallow
in it.
That'd be so terrible for parents and children alike.
Yeah.
They make ones that are just the marshmallows, I think.
They sell just the marshmallows. I don't think they say it's like, this is
cereal. Do you have a recollection of once we went to a movie and somebody brought in their own snack from home and it was like a huge Tupperware filled with popcorn?
Someone we were with?
No, someone in front of us.
I vaguely remember that. I don't remember much from
I know,
my life. My
the
brain,
problem,
it's not so good.
Yeah, you said that earlier. The problem is I remember it was funny, but I can't remember what was funny about it.
Yeah. We've been to a lot of movies together, Christine.
That's true.
What have we seen together? We've seen The Hangover.
We hated The Hangover. Some of us died in our seat in The Hangover. We hated it so much.
Woody Allen's Blue Valentine.
Oh my God, why are you bringing up this terrible series of movies that I wish I never saw?
I've got
a reputation to uphold.
I'm Not There, starring Joaquin Phoenix and Casey Affleck.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we've seen a lot of
You always want to see
scoundrels.
This problematic.
It's not problematic
cinema.
When we see, I think Blue
Valentine.
Jade.
No, Blue. Oh,
Blue
no.
Valentine is a sad one, but we didn't see that together.
No, Blue Jasmine.
Blue Jasmine. We saw that when we passed the time of when we should have been paying to see Woody Allen movies, right?
I think our entire adult life, we should have
known.
We've
always known. Yeah.
But also, you were just like, I gotta see
Louis
C.K.
Andrew
Dice Clay in the same movie.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Why did we go to that? Huh. Oh, that's devastating. Whoops.
It's your call.
You're gonna get me canceled.
I've been trying for years, Christine.
I can't believe you invited me on this show to talk about paying money to see some of America's rottenest scoundrels. We saw that movie about that killer. Who did his hair like a combo of Einstein and...
Phil Spector.
Yeah. What was that movie called?
Probably The Trial of Phil Spector or something.
Yeah,
You were just like, I'm just going to close my eyes and listen to the soundtrack. That's why you wanted to go.
No,
you're I don't care about the story.
I love a story.
I just want to hear the
music.
I love
a murderous pig of a man who abuses his artists. Just kidding, everybody. That movie is famous to me because you thought there was going to be a really long line, and we got there really early.
And there wasn't. We were like
the only people that wanted to see. I think that might be the movie where there were those that Tupperware.
All right. What's another snack on your list?
Well, I do think we should talk about soda.
Okay.
I want to talk about
beverages. Is soda a snack?
I think so. I think movie snacks includes your like little tray of food. My problem with beverages at the movies, Tim, this is a gripe.
Okay.
Too big. They're so big.
Didn't you just say that you were excited to have the opportunity to have an extra large soda?
No, I said... No, you're misconstruing what I said previously, which is that it's like nice to have.
I like that you said that I was misconstruing and not misrepresenting, which is what I was doing.
I understood. I was trying to be polite. I feel like we give ourselves permission at the movie theater, which we should, to just be like sort of gluttonous and why not. But then you don't have the option most places for anything smaller than like a half gallon of soda.
Right.
And you don't want to buy a water because it's like a smart water. It's a bottle of smart water for like $14.
Yeah.
And one of the things I like to sneak into a movie is little bottles of liquor. So if you're at a traditional movie theater that doesn't sell cocktails, or even if you are, but you're just like trying to be a teen again, although I didn't drink as a teen, so.
Wow. Me neither. Well, that's not true. I didn't drink in high school.
Yeah, I didn't drink in high school.
I drank as a college teen.
Did you sneak nips into the movie theater as a college teen?
No, I'm not from Massachusetts.
That's very rude. Yeah. I am. And, you know, we did what we could.
When Tom and I and friend of the show, Andrew, went to see Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark, the musical.
Oh,
we snuck in some little airplane bottles of alcohol.
Now, don't they serve cocktails at Broadway shows?
They do.
But they're like $18. Remember that time? Like,
we already spent tickets going to see Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark. We don't need to give these people.
They weren't comped. I figured they were comped because you're such big fans of Spider-Man. As I think about it, that's not really how stuff works.
If they gave free tickets to fans of things.
Like, Tom loves superheroes.
Yeah, he does. But like, they need guys like Tom to pay for things.
Once we went to a ticketed event and I bought what I thought was just like a cup of wine and a souvenir cup, and I was so mad the whole time because once it had already been poured, they told me it was like $45.
Yeah, I was at that event with you. Yeah, that was a weird event.
No, it didn't work out for so many reasons.
Thanks for bringing that up.
Well, anyway, what size soda do you like to get at the movies?
I don't like to get a soda, but lately, getting a small...
Mm-hmm.
But the small, hey,
the small's not small.
What is it? It is a 1992 stand-up act. The small is the large now.
What's with the small?
But
what's the deal with the small?
My wife, who is sitting 5 feet away from me, she's waving to the microphone.
My wife, I think you're supposed to say.
I think we generally split a soda when we go there.
She's nodding.
But guess who drinks the lion's share of the soda?
You.
Me, Tim. See, soda is another thing, Christine. We're in our 40s.
Oh my God, stop saying that.
You should never ingest that poison ever again.
I don't think it's so bad to drink a little soda every once in a while.
You're not talking about drinking a little soda. You're talking about getting a movie theater
portion.
Well,
you take a couple pulls off of it, you spit them on the floor, and then you put in the nip, and then it's alcohol, and that helps. I don't spit on the floor. But can you even imagine how like gross it must be to clean the floors of a movie theater with all the popcorn I've spilled?
From what I understand, they don't. That's why they're so sticky. Huh?
They are sticky. That's true. What do you get? Cherry Coke?
Coke.
Just regular Coke.
Yeah.
I like regular Coke.
I like a root beer.
The second to last time I got a soda, I want to be honest here. The second to last time I got a soda at a movie, get this, I got an orange soda.
And
I asked for a teeny tiny orange soda, please. And she gave
you
me
said
like
teeny tiny.
Yeah, it was very
just
charming.
To be adorable.
Adorable.
worked. Hey, mission accomplished.
No, because you don't that, even know.
Your fucking grotesque wink. Did you do the big?
I don't wink at people that I'm like that have.
Oh, a teeny tiny, and then a big old.
I don't wink at people who are forced to be in transaction with me because I don't want them to think they have to deal with that. I wink at people like you because I want you to play along with the fact that I'm in my early 20s. Or whatever I said, mid-20s. As for teeny tiny orange soda with no wink, and she put it in one of their water cups, which also has a lid and a straw.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay, and I went to pay, and she said, oh, we don't charge for that.
We don't charge senior citizens.
Excuse you!
And if you want, you can, you and your nurse could go in and watch the last 30 minutes of that.
No, I was a charming young person.
Jesse Eisenberg boy's film.
You're the octogenarian with that Eisenberg boy. It's a very old-fashioned way of talking about a person.
It's how he likes to be referred to.
I sometimes like to get nachos at a movie, and they're gross, right? It's like cardboard chips with old orange cheese, but it's too much of a crapshoot.
Why are we
it's
saying that all this stuff is old, like the butter and the cheese?
Just, because we don't know how often they switch it out. A lot of these places, I feel like, don't switch it out.
I think the nacho cheese at a well-traveled multiplex is flowing like
I don't know. It's also too loud.
It's like
of
the
a
phrase,
snack.
Like the cheese at a multiplex.
That's famous phrase. This is flying
always
off the shelves.
Flowing.
Like
that's how they. That's
a,
how they describe the Mississippi River, flowing like cheese at the multiplex. The waters of the rapids of the old Mississippi.
I'm not. I can't believe it. I've never actually heard that
phrase.
Read
some freaking Lewis and Clark for once in your life.
Read some Lewis and Clark.
Did they write anything?
I don't think they wrote that much.
People wrote about
them. They had
some accounts of journals.
They're like we were flowing on the Mississippi, yeah. And it was rolling like cheese at a multiplex. They said
so. Lewis and Clark, they just like walked across the whole.
I don't
US.
Know enough about Lewis and Clark to go deep on this. Okay. I'm so sorry. They're explorers. I think they were exploitative.
Right. Okay. Maybe you should watch the film Almost Heroes and learn more about it.
No, I only watch films that star or are directed by problematic nightmare people.
I mean, who is that? Okay. Matthew Perry? Was he the guy? And Chris Farley? Chris Farley.
What are we talking about?
Almost Heroes.
I've never even heard of it.
Oh, it's a lovely movie.
With Matthew Perry and Chris Farley.
They're
funny,
like
charming.
I liked it when I was. I think it was like the posthumous Chris Farley.
You know what I was thinking about the other day? Imagine if John Candy hadn't died.
Oh yeah, I think about that like three times a week.
Really?
Yeah.
It just occurred to me for the first time since he passed, but I really got emotional about it a little.
He was young.
He was so young, and he was so funny, and like Summer Rental, great film.
I started watching Volunteers starring John Candy and Tom Hanks.
Oh, yeah, okay.
There's a reason there's a Tom Hanks, John Candy movie, and we're not all like, yeah, of course I know that movie. It's a classic because
it's bad.
It's also written by Ken Levine and David Isaacs, who you might know as writers of some of the most famous iconic Cheers and Frasier episodes.
Oh, should I watch Volunteers? You're telling
no,
me it's not
I made
good.
It about 30 minutes in.
Oh, you couldn't even finish
and
it.
And I was like, it's got like the best people written by the best guys. Just fell
Sometimes
apart.
Sometimes magic just doesn't happen.
Yeah.
What's the first movie you ever saw in a theater? Do you know?
The first movie I ever saw in a theater was a drive-in.
Ooh,
theater.
I've never been to a drive-in my whole life.
What?
I know. Isn't that terrible? It's
not
terrible.
Even during the great pandemic of 2020?
No, because I didn't have access to a car until recently, and now I'm back in theaters.
You bought a Ford F-250?
One of those huge gas guzzlers, yeah.
The Muppets Take Manhattan.
Can't even see pedestrians in that thing. Was the first... That's so classic. That's
yeah,
so
guess
correct.
What? Guess
for you.
Who had to be taken? Guess who had to drive out of the drive-in?
Because you were having a temper tantrum.
Nah, I was screaming. They're going to come in the car.
How old were you? 15, Mummy Returns.
The Wind of the Mummy. I think I was like 3.
Oh my God, you were so scared of the Muppets. Like,
the Muppets were so big on the screen. I didn't know what was going on. Right? Like, we're driving. Like, my experience in the car was like, we drive somewhere and I get out and I'm at, like,
right, and everything's normal sized. Yeah.
And we go and park somewhere and suddenly there's a giant freaking frog and pig.
Wait, were the Muppets familiar to you or new to you?
I think they were probably new to me. Or maybe, like, I had, like, seen Kermit on, like, Sesame Street or something. But, yeah, I know I can't, like, intellectually, I know I can't remember this.
Right, right, right.
And it must have just been that I've been told the story so many times, but I remember just thinking that these giant freaking monsters were going to come into the car.
And it's just like, it's not a monster movie.
No, it's not. But, like, you'd forgive a 3-year-old for, like, being a little confused as to, like, why are we parking the car? What the hell? And
right, are we not getting out? This is so unusual.
Yeah. And then it was supposed to be a nice thing. And
ruined it for your family and maybe the families around you.
No, I think we kind of hightailed it out of there pretty quickly. I don't know what the first movie in an actual theater. What was your first movie theater experience?
My mom wanted to go see Star Freck Free, as I called it, because I couldn't say my T's that well because I was so little. But I saw Star Trek 3.
Which one is that?
When I was like 2 years old.
Is that the one with the whales?
I was so little, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure I've seen sort of it since, but I don't think I had any snacks because I don't know that I had many teeth. You know, I was like that little. But I was talking.
Yeah. So maybe I mean, not teeth. Well.
Rude. True, but rude. It was what I led with, but how dare you? But no, I don't think I really had snacks in the movie theater at that age.
Let's go through the top snacks. We're running out of time here.
Okay, yeah, and this topic is compelling.
What, are you being
No, I just realized facetious? I want to talk about like the movies we've seen. I don't really want to talk about mozzarella sticks.
Well, you're the
I know. Oh, I do have a question. Okay. While you look it up. Are you a Twizzlers guy or a Red Vines guy?
I've never had a Red Vine in my life.
Have we talked about this? Did I know that about you?
I mean, I'm not from Massachusetts.
Is it a Massachusetts thing?
Have you seen Red Vines in New York? You've lived in New York.
I saw Red Vines the other day. Sometimes I even see Red Vines in the movie theater. I barely ever leave the five boroughs. I've seen Red Vines recently.
That's horseshit. They're doing that to appeal to, like, people coming from Ohio. This city's gone down the tubes.
What do you think? I saw a guy from Ohio selling Red Vines?
Chips, hot dogs, ice cream. This is a list from purewow.com. Raisinets.
Raisinets are another example, much like snow caps. Do you ever see them anywhere? Literally anywhere besides the movie theater?
No. And you know what they are? They're
bad.
Like
they're bad.
Raisins, but ladies.
Like the Brooklyn Nets. Not the Brooklyn Nets, but the Brooklyn Nets. The dancers.
Yeah, the dancers.
Yeah. Basketball games. I would eat 3 Raisinets happily, and then I would have had enough.
Yeah, I think that's like most candy, though.
No. A lot of, I don't know. I think maybe you're too healthy for me.
Look at me. Milk duds.
Yeah, milk duds and what do you call them?
Milk duds are chocolate-covered caramel.
Caramel. Yeah, I can't do that. Too chewy. Those too and done for me.
No, because you're chewing that. Hey, you want that to last the whole movie?
Yeah, that's
give
true.
Give me, like, one milk dud. I'll be chewing that thing
gum
till the end of the first.
What about
post-credits?
Whoppers? You know what I hate? Whoppers. Whoppers is like the worst candy. Ugh.
Are you an asshole?
Malt balls? No, I'm a nice person, as I mentioned earlier.
Yeah, but what your Whopper stance makes you think you might be an asshole.
You like Whoppers? They're disgusting. They're like powdery garbage. It's like powdery garbage.
It's candy. It's covered in chocolate.
No, I'm a no.
And you put them on your tongue and they crackle a little bit?
No.
You've never had... You don't know what you don't know what you're talking about. Snow caps.
Yeah, what are they? They're like non-pareils. Are they kind of like non-pareils?
Yeah.
What's a non-pareil? Chocolate and dots? It's like dots.
Non-pareils is what I always thought it was.
Oh, and where I'm... As you mentioned, I'm from Massachusetts, and we say nonpareils.
Yeah. The PureWow.com says they're crunchy, flavorless nonpareils.
What? Why would you want something flavorless?
I mean, I think they're saying they're bad. Gummy bears.
Oh, this is an editorial. Gummy bears are a yes for me. And I want to tell you, I've had gummy bears.
You know what my problem with gummy bears are?
Recently, not in a movie theater. I eat gummy bears semi-regularly.
Yeah, you like the weed gummies, right?
No, I eat
get
like...
you all messed up?
No, I like
the... So you
can
watch your Woody Allen movies?
Oh my God. No. No.
Hey, Tim, come over. We're going to eat some weed gummies and watch The Hangover 3.
I can think of nothing worse.
Problem with gummy bears.
Baby.
Too gummy.
That's your problem with Milk Duds, too. But it's
too
a different
chewy.
Kind of gummy.
Too chewy. Sour Patch Kids.
I like gummy bears. So far, gummy bears is a clear winner for me. Sour Patch Kids, as I mentioned, yes, but not exclusively. You've got to break them up with other flavors.
They're... like
you think we're too old for Sour Patch Kids. What if there were Sour Patch Adults?
Now we're talking. Look, I don't want to get roped into anything here with that, but they don't hurt your teeth now?
They hurt the fleshy parts of my mouth.
Like one time, and this was years ago, I ate my first McGriddle. A McDonald's sandwich. Uh-huh. And like,
is it a breakfast sandwich?
It's a breakfast sandwich. Okay. It's like sausage, egg, and cheese on and like the roll that it's on.
It's not on an English muffin?
No, it's on like some sort of pancake, like some sort of thick pancake that is injected with syrup.
Ooh.
So there's like...
it's like caked.
And this was the first time, and I think I was only like 25 when this happened. Mm-hmm. Actually in my mid 20s, not winking. No, it's not winking like that, please. And I remember I swallowed it and I felt my heart like skip a beat, and I was just like,
but not from love.
Oh,
from
I can't
this
do this. This is stuff
snack,
that I
actually
can't do. And it was the first time I realized, like, oh, I can't do this forever.
Yeah.
And Sour Patch Kids, whenever I have like one of them, I'm like, it reminds me of my impending mortality.
Sour Patch Kids is the taste of death to you.
Yeah. Twizzlers.
Love
you
them.
Love them.
I
that's
love
your
them.
Number one. Even though they're waxy and get caught in your throat.
They really,
in one's throat, especially your throat.
I really do. I choke pretty consistently on Twizzlers. I don't know what it is.
It's the fact that like the texture's too...
it is
it's
too
plastic.
I will say,
it's
as someone
plastic.
Who used to love Twizzlers, and I don't know if they've changed or I've changed or both, but they do feel like thinner and not as gummy, not as like buoyant as right. they used to. And so
Twizzlers,
they're not that good anymore, in my opinion, for me. They're not my favorite. Gummy bears is my favorite of what you've mentioned.
Yeah, but let's here, I'm going to put these into categories. Like, let's go through the ones. Raisinets, yes, definitely movie theater snack. You do not see them outside of a movie theater.
Completely.
Milk duds, I would say also true.
Yeah, you see them sometimes on Halloween out in the right. baskets on the street.
Snow caps, absolutely. Gummy bears, no, that's not a movie theater
snack.
That's an everywhere snack.
Yeah.
Sour Patch Kids, I think increasingly a movie theater snack.
Yeah,
but
where
I
are
think,
you going?
I think I just don't run in the Sour Patch Kids circles that I used to. Twizzlers, I feel like, is an everywhere snack.
I think Twizzlers might be an everywhere snack.
And you turn them into a straw. So then you got that also.
Yeah, that's a handy thing. You do that a lot. Do you do that with your smoothies?
Junior Mints.
Junior Mints.
They're good.
They're okay. You know, I had an
They don't Andy's... have enough. They don't have enough give.
They don't have enough give. And they're also like, if you have two or three,
that's
enough.
We have too
enough.
Much give.
I don't know what you mean by too much give. I can't picture that with a Junior Mint. It's like, it's a little bit of
it's
give.
Like mushy.
Yeah, but what's the inside like? It's like, you just chew it a little.
I want to say mushy.
Yeah, you're saying mushy, but I don't think it is. I think it's more
like
crisp.
Mashed potatoes.
It's like a mashed potato of mint. No way. No way. Yeah, we should have had samples of these snacks for the listening audience.
We had to go to this would have been the most expensive.
No, we wouldn't have to get them at the, we'd have to get snow caps, I guess, at the movie.
They have Skittles here. Skittles is an everywhere snack.
No, Skittles is absolutely an everywhere snack.
You know, it's a damn shame that isn't an everywhere snack. And this might
rattle some cages.
This might rattle some cages. This might knock snow caps right off my number one. Reese's Pieces.
Oh,
and what
forget about it.
What do you call them?
Reese's Pieces.
Reese's Pieces.
I don't know what I call them. Now you're putting me on the spot. Yeah, Reese's Pieces.
Reese's Pieces.
You're saying it different every time. Reese's Pieces. Pieces, I think. Do I say that? What do you say?
Some people say like Reese's
Pieces.
Yeah, it's Reese's Pieces. And people say like, oh, you're going to have a Reese's peanut butter cup? And it's like, why would it be Reese's?
I think because you want to say Pieces fun. So then people emphasize.
How fun is it actually?
I mean, there's so little joy. Let's take it where we can get it. But if what you're saying is they're delicious, they are.
Yeah, you got all the versions of M&M's.
Wait, you know where you see Reese's Pieces? Is Sunday E.T. Bar. Sunday Bar.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
They're really good. You really want them on your iced cream.
Yeah, somebody. I forget who.
Like a known person or a famous person or Lewis and Clark again?
Known to me.
Okay.
Said peanut butter M&M's.
Uh-huh.
Superior to Reese's Pieces.
I don't know.
They're both good.
I don't know. I haven't had peanut butter M&M's enough to feel like I'm qualified to say, but I feel very skeptical that that's possible.
They don't have as much give.
What's
I mean, they have
give?
Less give.
Is it potato-like? Is it mushy?
No, it's more peanut
it's
butter.
It's firm.
Yeah. Have you ever had these freaking cookie dough bites at the?
No,
I've seen
I saw them too.
I'm
yeah.
always intrigued.
Yeah, but
never intrigued
it could
enough
go
to
sideways.
Buy.
Yeah,
and like. Again, I hate to be harping on this, but it's past the time in my life that I can
take a
be
risk
like,
hey, that.
I'm gonna have these cookie dough bites and expect not to die in the next 5 years.
That's really dark. The next time you go to a movie the way you did American Beauty with a group of people,
mm-hmm.
I think we'll go in on some cookie dough bites.
Okay.
See about it. Pass it one each. Not going to hurt us. Pass them down the
I'm
row.
A 10-month-old child. I'm not going to go to the movies for the next
18 years. We'll go in 18 years.
18 years.
Market. We'll be in our late 30s by then.
We definitely can't be eating cookie dough bites.
No, you can eat junk once in a while until you're dead. And you don't. It doesn't make you die any sooner unless maybe it does. And so
I don't
what?
Know, or maybe you've just got to be sneaking into movies because you sunk all your money into movie snacks.
You think that
and then,
guy with a personal nurse had to sneak into a movie because of economic reasons and not for the thrill
probably.
Of it? I think they're probably doing it for the
you
thrill
You thought they
of
were
it.
Like thrill killers?
I don't think they were killers. I think they were seeing the last 45 minutes of a movie they'd never heard of.
Yeah. It wasn't a very good movie. If you like the show, you can learn more at tcgte.com. We got links to the Twitter.
Uh-oh. Tom usually does this.
Tom
right?
does this and like
you can find us on Patreon.
Yeah, here's the thing that I do know. Patreon.com/complete guide.
Should I do my
whole...
Tom impression?
Yeah.
We're on Instagram. That's pretty good, right?
Yeah. Patreon.com/complete guide. You get a full extra episode every week. Books the podcast. This week we're gonna do something else. And it's a surprise. Actually, you'll just look at it. The Patreon drops before the episode.
Oh,
it's we do these
so
out of order. It's very
about the future, but, from the past. We're talking about the past from the future.
Yeah, it's a great way to support the show and get a ton of bonus content going back years, literally years.
Almost 100 like
100 episodes of amazing facts.
Whoa! It's almost like a DVD box set.
It's almost like a DVD box set, and we're all DVD boys here.
I'm not.
You go to tcgte.com for links to the Reddit. Hey, get that Reddit going. The Reddit's kind of been hopping. Also, the Discord. The Discord's great as well. A couple people from the Discord came out to the live shows
in
London.
Great.
It was lovely. And hey, to everybody who came out to the London shows, thank you very much. It was so much fun.
I bet it was.
I think... I agree with all of the listeners who were there that it was the best night of the year. The best two nights of the year. That's all I got. Back to movie snacks, Christine. I feel like you have some burning...
I did bring notes.
Last minute.
Some of this... Oh, I did say let's talk about dropping popcorn. Icies? We didn't even talk about slushies.
That's true. Well, we'll do a whole slushies episode.
Oh, I wanted to
tell... Oh, god damn it. Christine.
What?
Is there anything you would like to plug?
No.
Okay.
I my Instagram's private and okay. I don't really live out loud.
Okay, cool.
But thank you. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to tell everybody that once I was in a movie theater where someone had one of those canteen metal water bottles
mm-hmm.
and they were in the last row and they dropped it and it rolled all the way to the front. It was really loud.
Were you like, oh my God, we're all going to die? Are you on edge in a movie theater the way that I'm on edge in a movie theater?
Yeah, that's why I have to sit on the aisle. Like, it's not a cute thing about me. It's like I'm very alert to people that are wandering
around. Nobody was accusing it of being a cute thing about you, Christine. Oh, she's so nervous she needs to sit on an island? On an aisle? That's cute. It's freaking adorable.
I'm on edge and I've been to movies with you, non-problematic movies even, where we've yeah. like noticed people lingering to probably just check the temperature and been very honest.
Also, the other thing is like, look, bad things, this is how we're ending the episode, look, very bad things have happened in movie theaters, but you know how many freaking movie showings there are in America every day
mostly
of every
bad
year?
Things don't happen,
like overwhelmingly mostly bad things don't happen.
I also wanted to talk about noisy rappers.
Okay.
And particularly,
oh, you mean Busta Rhymes?
That's the first rapper you could think of.
I was thinking of somebody that would like make noise, like, you know how he used to be like,
oh, or something, yeah.
Did you like my Busta Rhymes?
Very accurate. Almost Busta as good Rhymes. As my yeah. Tom impression. And I hate when movie theaters give out those like very thin paper napkins. I guess this is more, I more wanted to talk about noise at a movie theater
right.
than snacks.
We'll save it for the noises at a movie theater episode next week.
I hope you'll invite me back to complain about very small things. But when you've got someone rustling their napkin throughout the whole movie next to you, that's like the main thing you remember about the movie.
Or their mouth when noises. Somebody's eating a freaking jumbo popcorn, kernel by kernel.
What if they had an apple? What if people were eating apples at the movie
theater? People were eating apples at the movie theater. We'd have to do something. We'd have to shut them all down.
And I also wanted to say about the places where you like order a whole dinner, which I like those places, your Nighthawks, your Alamos, etc.
Yeah.
Dinner theater. But how sometimes it can also be distracting. This is also about noise at a movie theater. When it's like, I thought I ordered the spritzer. You know, and it's just like very distracting.
Everybody's got something going on.
Yeah, it's too active. Yeah. It's honestly too active. And then the check comes when like the scenes are getting intense in the film.
I agree. It's kind of not, it's not ideal. And they're like, this is for like film buffs and cinephiles, but it's also like, no, you take out all of the immersion of what's supposed to be an immersive experience.
Yeah, exactly. It's like mashed potatoes. It's too mushy.
And some guy's eating like a fried chicken sandwich.
Yeah, it's like gross. There's stuff spewing everywhere. Ribs? Forget about it.
People eating ribs there?
I assume.
Licking their fingers? Yeah. Oh, people licking their fingers.
People licking their fingers is talk about movie theater noises and gripes. Yuck.
Yuck. All right.
Okay.
Well, thanks for being here, Christine.
Tim, it was a real pleasure.
See you next week.
Maybe.
Well,
not me.
Yeah, I was talking to the listener.
Oh, see you next week.
Well, you won't.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.